朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于杨念慈师母，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我上一个礼拜四的时候，有一天晚上呢，我觉得我灵里面非常的下沉。
Last Thursday night, I felt very down in my spirit.
因为我在过去的这一两个礼拜里面，我不管是从电话，或者是说我跟弟兄姐妹的交通，或者有 email 啊，或者啊听说的啊，就听到了很多不好的消息。
Because last week, throughout the week, I received many bad news.
有很多是非常忧伤，让我非常忧伤的消息。
Which made me very sorrowful.
那作为一个传道人呢，我总是有这个 privilege, 有这个特权，常常听到坏消息。
Being a pastor, I always have the privilege to hear about bad news firsthand.
弟兄姐妹有好吃的有好玩的，很少说第一个想到要来找我们。
People might not come to find me when they have something good to eat or something fun.
他们需要休息。
They need rest.
所以有的时候呢，因为你接收到的这个坏消息呢的比例比较高一点，所以呢有时候心情就会比较低落哈。
Therefore, the chance of getting a bad news is so high that oftentimes my mood can be very low.
所以要自己去找一点快乐。
So we need to find some fun ourselves.
有一天呢，我跟儿子啊，那是哪一个儿子？你们猜看好了。我们在门口，不晓得从哪里来的 idea， 不晓得他是看了路上的行人还是怎么样。
I don't know where he got the idea.
他说妈妈，你在五十多岁的女人中间还算蛮年轻的。
And then he says, Mom, you seem pretty young for women over 50.
哎呀，我听了以后心花怒放哈。
I felt so joyful.
然后我就问他，我说那 how about 在四十多岁的人中间。
So I further on ask him, how do I compare with women of 40s, in their 40s?
然后呢，他停了一下子。
And then he paused.
他说妈妈，你不能够太贪心。
Mom, don't be too greedy.
那不，我还是很高兴。
But I was still very happy.
可是我后来一想呢，我觉得这句话实在不是一个夸奖的话。
Then I thought, okay, that was not a compliment.
五十几岁不像四十几岁。
Women in their 50s are not like in 40s.
如果也不像五十几岁，那不是像六十几岁吗？
So if I don't look like in the 40s, don't I look like in the 60s?
所以呢，后来呢，我就心里有一个励志。
Therefore, I determined.
我要 keep 我自己 look like 五十几岁。
I decided to always keep my look.
我也要努力的让余弟兄也看起来像五十几岁。
I will try very hard to keep Brother Yu look like in his.
不要再有人说他比他的二哥看起来大。
I hope no more people, there will be no one ever say that he looks like older than his second older brother.
有的时候这些的好话呢是真的不能够完全相信哈。
Sometimes you just cannot believe all the praises of men.
这次我们在巴黎的时候呢，有一天下午晚上还有聚会，下午有一点点时间呢，我们就一起到罗浮宫去。
When we were in Paris, one day we had a free afternoon.
弟兄姐妹说你一定要有一天的时间花在罗浮宫。
And then people say that you have to at least spend one day.
我们想如果我们两次都过门不入的话，可能这个文化水平真的是被人家看得太低了。所以我们就下午的时候就去了一下。
We decided we've been Paris for twice. At least we have to go there.
但是因为我们只有不到两个小时的时间。
Since we have less than 2 hours.
所以呢，我后来就在门口的时候我就决定不进去了。
So I decided not to get in.
那余弟兄进去。
So Brother Yu went in there.
对，到我们约定的时间呢，我就往那个出口的地方去。
And then at our appointed time, I went back to the entrance.
然后我远远的看见他这个匆匆忙忙的从里面出来，我就笑笑的站在那里等他。
So I saw him rushing out of the entrance, so I smiled.
可能他觉得他迟到了。
Maybe he thought he was late.
所以呢，他一冲到我的面前
，as he reached me,
他就说：“哎呀。” 那个蒙娜丽莎笑得不如你好看。
And he says, the smile of Mona Lisa is not as good as yours.
Yeah, 你们想我会笨到那个程度相信他的话吗？
Do you think I would be so foolish to believe him?
但是呢，这些的 compliment, 这些的好话呢，在我心情很低档的时候，我就拿出来回味一下。
But then whenever I'm in bad mood, I like to think about all these compliments.
不过我刚刚这个不是真实的，真的我们的喜乐是要从耶和华的喜乐而来。
Okay, now.Tell you the truth, our true joy comes from the Lord.
耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. 所以真的很盼望呢，虽然我们可能我们的环境，我们所听到的消息常常会让我们的心情低荡，但是我们感谢神，他有一个喜乐超过我们所有的环境。
Yes, our circumstances or the news we hear might make us feeldown, but yet His joy can help us surpass our circumstances.
那我们最近呢，余弟兄在这个联合的聚会里面，他一连串的系列讲到属灵的传承。
Recently, whenever we have combined meeting, brother, you like to share passing on the spiritual.
那我们今天要讲一个另外也是一样属灵的传承。
Today we also want to talk about another spiritual inheritance.
那为什么我们要讲要传承？你们有？想过
Why passing on the spiritual inheritance? Have you ever thought about it?
当然我们是有好东西所以我们要传承对不对
Whenever you have good, something good then you want to pass it on
但是同样呢也是因为有很多好的属灵的产业濒临失去的时候我们就讲说我们要传承
And also because some very good spiritual inheritance are getting lost That's why we talk aboutPassing on.
就好像 有一些的动物它可能濒临绝种了然后我们就要起来一起的来保护它
Just like when we see some animals are getting extinct Then we want to preserve and protect
some endangered species
some,
对不对
yeah,
它们快要绝种了那我们就开始哇就觉得快要走了就觉得很宝贝
As we are about to lose them We want to treasure them
然后我们想把它留下来
And we want to keep them
用尽各样的方式我们想把这些宝贝的但是却濒临危险的我们想把它留下来
And we want to try all our means to protect and reserve to preserve these precious and endangered species
yeah, 感谢神我们中有很多弟兄姐妹对于环保非常有感觉
Praise the Lord that some of us very care about our environment
如果今天我们不来保护我们的地球
If we do not protect our earth
那在主来之前
Then before the Lord comes back
我们的下一代我们的将来的后代他们可能就要面对很多的危险
Then our next generation and the generations to come will face many challenges
那现代的基督教里面
and modern day Christian churches
我们也受到这个世界潮流的影响
we're impacted by the trend of the world
那这个潮流呢它鼓励创新
The trend encourages creativity
追求时髦
and pursue a trend
羡慕花俏
And then on something new or fad.
对很多传统的固有的很好的产业
And while toward the traditions or something we already have, the current inheritance.
出于本能的我们就想要排斥它
And naturally, we reject them.
或者我们根本都不觉得有必要把它保留下来
Or we don't see the necessity of preserving them.
但是我们要想到我们的神他是亘古以来从来不改变的神
But yet we have to remember our God never changes.
他在伊甸园的时候
Well, he was in the Garden of Eden.
在亚伯拉罕的时候
The time of Abraham.
在摩西的时候
Moses.
在大卫的时候
The time of David.
在那么多但以理的时候
The time of Daniel.
在耶稣的时代
The time of Jesus.
在保罗的时代
The time of Paul.
在提摩太的时代
Timothy
在彼得雅各约翰的时代
Peter James and John
这个神从来没有改变
This God never changes
在我们的时代他有改变吗
Do you think he will change in our time?
没有改变
No
那改变的是什么
So what changed?
改变的是世代
It's the generations
所以今天如果我们不宝贝今天在圣经里面所传给我们这么多宝贝的产业
So if we do not cherish and treasure that spiritual inheritance passed on to us from the scriptures
他们就濒临失去的危险
And then they will be endangered
所以我们讲属灵的传承
Since we talk about spiritual inheritance,
我也很希望来澄清一下。
And I want to clarify with you.
我们是重在一些不会改变或者是不可少的事情上。
We focus on those things that will not change and then are necessary.
我们千万不是守旧。
We're not just trying to keep the old
things. 不是在这里为传统来捍卫。
Or fighting to preserve the tradition.
更不是我们要执着在我们的生活穿着啊吃喝啊这些的方式上面。
And we're not try to insist on the formality of what we eat or what we wear.
我们也不是执着在很多新的知识旧的知识或者科技。我们不是在执着在这些事情上。
We do not insist on technology or some informational knowledge.
如果我们舍本逐末或者我们一味的追求新潮，那可能会在教会，在今天的教会里面产生不必要的隔阂或者是纷争。
If we omit the necessity and just keep pursuing the new things, we might create some unnecessary divisions at church.
所以我们要把我们的神给我们的产业传下去。
As we need to pass on the spiritual inheritance that God gives us.
就好像我们每一个人的家。
Like in every family.
你们有没有一些美好的家风？
Do you have some good family culture and tradition?
你们很想要好好的传下去。
That you want to pass down.To the next generation.
我们也觉得中国人有很多很好的传统。
We Chinese people have many good traditions.
德国人也有很多很好的传统。
And Germans have good traditions.
连美国这个只有200多年历史的国家，他们也有很多很好的传统。
Even the nation of America with very short history have very good traditions too.
而这些美好的传统可能都濒临失去。
And all these good traditions are about being endangered and extinct.
我记得我快30年前来美国的时候因为我们是在中西部，所以这美国人还非常的保守。
About 30 years ago, when I first came to America, we lived in the Midwest, and then
they were still
very conservative.
非常好的精神是我们这些亚洲人，我们中国人非常没有，非常缺少的。
Have some very good attitude and spirits that we Asians lack.
譬如说我们在开highway, 在公路高速公路的旁边，有时候我们会看见有人停在路边，因为他们 in trouble， 车子坏掉。
For instance, we often see people park on the shoulder of highways because their cars got
那个时候你只要挥手。
At that time, as long as you wave your hand,
可能会有好几辆车子停下来帮助你。
Maybe several cars will stop to help you.
甚至你不挥手，也可能会有人停下来帮助你。
Even if you don't wave your hands, people might still stop to help.
但是今天呢？
How about nowadays?
那么多可怕的故事。
Many horrible stories.
让我们不太敢再随意的在路边停车来帮助别人。
Stop us from lending a helping hand casually.
所以失去这些美好的传统可能有很多很多的原因。
So there are many reasons why we have lost these
traditions. 但这些不管是家里的或者是国家的或者是文化的各种美好的传统，如果跟神所赐给我们在耶稣基督里面赐给我们那些美好的产业相比，实在是非常非常的小。
These good traditions, whether in the family or culture or in the nation, are very minute and small compared to the spiritual inheritance that God has given us.
所以我们真的是要宝贝。
So we need to cherish
那个存到永远的。
The things that will last through eternity.
不会改变的。
The things that will not change.
神所赐给我们的福分。
Those given to us by God.
那我们今天要讲一个题目。
So today we'll talk about this topic.
就是我们如何在心灵和真实的里面来敬拜神。
How we worship in the spirit and truth.
那为什么要讲到我们敬拜以灵以诚呢？
Why do we talk about worshiping in spirit and truth?
它跟属灵的传承有什么关系呢？
What does that have to do with passing on the spiritual inheritance?
就像我开头讲的，真实的敬拜其实正在濒临危险。
Just as I said in the beginning, true worship are being endangered as well.
那不仅神的儿女越来越不在乎或者是不认识真实的敬拜。
Not only children of God gradually lose their interest or they do not know about true worship.
常常被misled, 被引导到一些所谓的敬拜，但是不见得是真的是照着圣经所说的真实的敬拜，在心灵和真实里面的敬拜。
Or children of God are often misled to worships that are not true worship, not worshiping in the spirit.
那连我们这些传道人有的时候也觉得非常的困惑。
Even ministers and pastors are often confused.
不知道要该怎么样才好。
And we do not know what to do.
那造成这些是真非真、是假非假的原因有很多。
There are many reasons why such confusion.
那我们真的要来剖析起来也非常的复杂。
And it's hard to analyze it.
那我想我们今天在这里不是要来去讲这些的原因。
Today we're not talking about the reasons.
那我们要认识一件事。
But we need to know one thing.
神有一个仇敌。
God has an enemy.
他极尽所能的，他就是不愿意人。神所爱的人，神的儿女来敬拜他。
And he's tried all means to stop the children of God from worshiping him.
从亘古，从创世纪，我们就看到很多拜假神的例子。
From the book of Genesis, we already see examples of worshiping false gods.
他就是要拦阻神的儿女来敬拜神。
So the enemy just tried to stop the children of God from worshiping God.
那我自己觉得，我们教会呢，在敬拜这一方面呢，这个我们看一下这个 passing the baton 的这个 slides 好不好？那知道我们在赛跑的时候，在赛跑的时候，我们要这个棒子我们要接得好，非常非常的重要。
It's very important to pass the baton correctly in the relay race.
所以如果今天我要把这个棒子传给哪一个人的话，我必须我自己手中有棒子。
If I want to pass the baton to someone, first of all, I have to have the baton myself.
下一棒的人他要接的时候，他也要先接好了，接到了棒子他才来传。
And the next person has to receive it well before he can pass down.
如果我们不小心把这个棒子在传的时候掉在地上了，
If we just happen to drop the baton,
然后这个接棒的人呢，他就已经开始跑了。
And then the next person already started running.
当他要再传给下一棒人的时候，
And then when he is about to pass it to the next person,
他手中就没有这个棒。
He does not have the baton in his hands.
所以我今天在想，我们教会呢，在敬拜这件事情上，到底我们是在什么样的一个阶段，什么 stage?
So I was thinking, what kind of stage our church is in when passing the baton about worship, regarding worship? What do you think?
我觉得我们还在跑第一棒的时候。
I feel that we are still running the first leg.
然后我们很盼望能够赶快 reach 到第二棒。
And we hope that we can reach to the second leg.
然后第二棒的人可以继续的来跑。
And the next person can continue running.
我们一起来读一处的圣经。
Let's read the scripture together.
这是我们今天最主要的经文。
And that's our scripture.
约翰福音四章十九节。
John chapter 4, verse 19.
我们从十九节一直读到二十四节。
Let's read from verse 19 through 24.
妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。”你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的，时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。我们一起再把二十三节跟二十四节用英文来读一遍，好不好
？Let's read verses 23 and 24 in English together.
But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him.Must worship in spirit and truth.
神是灵
God is spirit.
所以拜他的必须用心灵和真实来拜他。
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
在原文的圣经里面 worship 就是敬拜这个字。
In the original context, the word worship.
在旧约的圣经里面它的希伯来文它有一个非常特别的意思。
The Hebrew word has a special meaning.
它特别讲到我们这个人，我们的身体是 physically 我们 来到神的面前，而且我们伏在他的面前。
Particularly describes that our physical body comes before God and prostrate before Him.
而且是在一个仪式的里面。
And it's in a form of ritual.
那这个这样子，我在神面前这样子谦卑俯伏的，在一个仪式里面，我向他的一个表示。
This expression to God in a ritual, in a humble prostrate form,
是出于我自己的愿意，我的选择。
It is something out of my own willingness and choice.
那在新约的圣经里面
，and in the New Testament,
它的希腊文的原文有两个字。
And then the Bible used two Greek words.
我们都把它翻译成敬拜。
And then we all translate to worship.
那第一个字
，the first word,
proskuneo.
Proskuneo.
它的好像有一个意思呢，就是像狗，非常亲密的，非常谦卑的，非常爱慕的，它来舔它主人的手。
It's to describe a dog licking its master with affection and humility.
它是一个非常有感情，非常有 emotion, highly emotional charge 的一个字，一个它一定有它的它里面有它的感情，它的爱。
This word is a highly emotionally charged word. Has a lot of affection in it.
那另外有一个字
，There's another word.
在罗马书第十二章第一节里面用到的。
It's used in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
This is your reasonable act of worship.
那这个字呢，有的时候翻译成敬拜，有的时候翻译成侍奉。
And this word sometimes is translated to worship and sometimes service.
所以我们常常以为说我们侍奉，我们就是做事情。
We oftentimes think that when we serve, we're actually doing things.
我们来注重说事情要怎么样来做好。
So we care about how to do things well.
我们做招待的时候，我们常把这个程序单把它叠好。
And then for ushers, we have to fold the program sheet.
我们负责我们的 AV, 我们摄影录音的时候，我们负责我们要怎么样把它知道它的技巧，知道它的了解它的程序，知道它的机器。我们来非常注重这些。
And if we serve in the AV team, we have to pay attention to the technical details.
但如果我们了解，当我们侍奉在圣殿里面做一切来服侍神的事情
，But if we know that anything we do in the holy temple,
在神的眼中它是一个敬拜
，It's considered worship in God's eyes.
会不会对我们的侍奉有很不一样的地方
？Does this understanding would change our service?
当我们在放 projector 的时候
，when we show slides，
当我们在家里面预备这些的这些的 slides， 这些的经文的时候
，when we prepare slides，
主耶稣啊，我在敬拜你
，Laura， Jesus， I'm worshiping，
愿你来得到我的最好
，may you get my best。
所以前两个礼拜余弟兄说，我们来到神家里面，第一件事情是敬拜。
So 2 weeks ago, Brother Yu says, whenever we come to God's house, first thing we do is to worship.
第二件事情是我们的交通。
Second thing is that we have fellowship.
第三件事情是我们服侍。
Then we have service.
当我们的敬拜发生问题的时候
，When there's something wrong with our worship,
我们的敬拜跟我们的侍奉也要出错。
Then our fellowship and service will go wrong too.
尤其我们在教会里面有很多有服事的同工。
We have many co-workers who have a lot of services at church.
每一个侍奉，不管大跟小
，every service, whether great or small,
都是向神的敬拜。
All worship to God.
感谢神，在我们中间有很多的弟兄姐妹，很多的同工都在这里服事神。
Thank God that many brothers and sisters are serving here.
那这些的侍奉呢，是出于我们对神的爱。
And we serve out of our love for God.
我们不是因为任何的利益。
We're not doing it for any profits.
不是因为任何的好处。
Or any gain.
更不是要炫耀自己。
Or to boast.
那今天在这样子的世代里面，金钱挂帅，所有的东西都是交换的原则。
In this modern day, when money is supreme and everything is like a business deal.
我盼望我们在侍奉这件事情上，我们绝对不要落到这样子的陷阱。
I hope that we do not hold the same kind of attitude.
就像在旧约里面那个字一样，他说是出于我自己的选择。
Just like in the Old Testament word, it says our willing choice.
我要来敬拜我的神。
That I want to worship my God.
我要来侍奉我的神。
And I want to serve my God.
我记得有一个例子就是我们 有一次有个姐妹交通她在常常在家里面服侍，常常把家里面打开。
I remember a sister shared that her house was she often opened her house for family meeting.
但是呢，有一阵时间呢，就是常常来她家里聚会的一个姐妹。
Okay, she opened her house for meetings, and once a sister who often comes to her house.
在言语，在一些的言行上面，非常的伤害我们这个姐妹。
And then she hurt our sister verbally.
所以她有一天，她非常的痛苦。
So she was very sad and hurt.
她就到主面前去祷告。
So、
她祷告了很久了，但她那天有个特别的祷告。
So that day she went to the Lord to pray.
她说：“神啊，你看她吃我的，喝我的，她还这样子的伤害我。”
And then she says, "Lord, look at her. She eats my food and drinks my water, and she still hurts me."
然后神怎么样跟她有一个非常美好的对答。
And the Lord had a very good dialogue with her.
神说，你不是已经一个奉献给我的人吗？
The Lord says, "Aren't you someone who has already consecrated yourself?"
这些难道不是都是我的吗？
So aren't these things mine?
你怎么还说她吃你的喝你的呢？
Why do you still say that she eats and drinks from you?
哎呀，我们的姐妹一下子就在神的面前流下眼泪。
So our sister instantly shed tears.
她知道这所有一切的服事，
She knows that all these service
都是敬拜神，
It's a worship to God.
都是为着她，
It's for him.
都是因为爱她的缘故，
It's out of our love for him.
所以我们盼望说我们今天我们在这样子的一个世代里面，我们要甘心尽心的侍奉。
So we need let's try our best.
在神的家里面
To serve God and God's house,
我们把我们的爱来归给他。
And we give all our love to Him.
这是向他的敬拜。
And that is our worship to Him.
那敬拜呢，是我们的生活形态。
And the worship is our lifestyle.
敬拜的时候，谁是中心？
When we worship, who is the center?
神是中心，
God
对不对？
is the center.
我们不是中心。
We are not the center, but God.
那之所以我们能够在敬拜，我们能够来敬拜神，是因为我们跟神有一个关系。
We can worship Him because we have a relationship with Him.
你跟他的关系越好，
the better our relationship with Him is.
你越发的就能够来敬拜他，
the more able we can worship Him.
你跟他如果没有关系，
if we have no relationship with Him,
你不会来敬拜他，
we will not worship Him.
所以如果今天我们没有办法来敬拜神的时候，也许我们第一件事情要来问的就是我跟神的关系怎么样。
Today, if we feel we are unable to worship Him, the first thing we need to ask is, how is our relationship with Him?
我跟他有关系吗？
Do I have a relationship with Him?
我跟他的关系是什么呢？
And what kind of relationship is it?
我对他爱慕吗？
Do I admire and love Him?
我在他的面前谦卑吗？
Am I humble before Him?
我真的是尊他为我的神吗？
Do I honor Him as my God?
我来到他的面前，我像那个狗想要来牵主人的手一样，那样子充满了感情，充满了爱慕吗？
When I come before Him, am I like a dog, eagerly to lick the master's hands with affection and humility?
对，神非常非常重视我们怎么样来敬拜他。
God really cares how we worship Him.
在圣经里面有很多的地方都讲到敬拜。
Many scripture passages talk about worship.
从亚伯的时候开始。
From the time of Abel.
神就非常在乎我们怎么样来敬拜他。
God cares very much how we worship Him.
最伤神心的
The thing that hurts God's heart the most
就是我们在敬拜的时候不照着他的心意来敬拜他。
Is that when we do not worship Him according to His way.
所以我们在很多的圣经的故事里面发现神伤心，神发怒，都是因为神的儿女不照着他所要的来敬拜他。
In the scriptures, we find many times, oftentimes, 我们一起 God is provoked because His children would not worship Him in His way.
我们一起来读尼希米书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah chapter 8.
在尼希米的时代，他们以色列的百姓被掳。
During that time, the Israelites were taken into captivity.
然后他们回到被归回到耶路撒冷。
Afterwards, they returned back to Jerusalem.
那他们请了文士以斯拉，把耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
And then at that time, they asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses.
当他们被掳到巴比伦的时候，他们没有律法书可以读。
When they were captured to Babylon, they did not have the book of the law.
所以他们回到耶路撒冷的时候
，So after they returned to Jerusalem,
他们就找了一个水门宽阔的地方。
They find a square, near the water gate.
从清早到中午
，from daybreak until noon，
在一切能够听得懂律法书、听得懂神话人的面前
，before men and women and those who could understand，
以斯拉站在一个木台上
，describe Israel，
还有一些其他的人站在他的旁边
，stood on the wood platform and with people around him。
我们一起来读第八章第五节
，Let's read the verse 5 together。
以斯拉站在众民以上。在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。第六节，以斯拉称颂耶和华，是神，众民都举手应声说：“阿们，阿们！”就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。所以他们一听到这些神的话，久违了好久都没有听到的耶和华的律法书。
As they heard the words of the Lord, which they have not heard for a long time.
我相信绝对不是尼希米或是以斯拉跟他们讲说，你们都把手举起来。
I'm sure that Nehemiah or Ezra did not ask them to lift up their hands, but then they all say Amen, Amen.
把你的脸贴在地上。
And then they worship God with their face.
跪下来。
They knelt down.
我相信是出于他们里面的自愿。
I'm sure they did all this out of their own
willingness.他们就把他们的双手举起来
As they heard the word of God, they lift up their hands.
回应地说 Amen, Amen.
And they responded, Amen, Amen.
他们的身体也就低下来跪在地上把脸伏在地上
And they bowed down with their face to the ground.
作为他们向神一个敬拜的表现
As an expression of their worship to God.
所以在我们中间如果我们听见主的话或是有人的祷告
So,
觉得要讲阿们，回应一个阿们，会不会觉得很 awkward？ 会不会觉得很怪
？Do you feel awkward when you hear God's words or someone's prayer that you have great echo in your heart？
不会，阿们，
阿们。
英文组的那个，我在跟几个敬拜的同工，跟他们有时候有一些小组，跟他们有一个 discipleship。
I often have discipleship gatherings with English brothers and sisters.
孩子很可爱，他们都是高中生。
And they are high school students.
那他们一开始服侍的时候
，As they start serving,
他们很 frustrated, 很 frustrated.
They feel frustrated.
他们说，为什么我们在上面祷告的时候，底下都没有人阿们？他说 ，It's deadly silent.
They feel frustrated that whenever they pray on the stage, there's no amen. It was just dead silence.
然后我们擘饼的时候，有人祷告，也没有人说阿门。
And then when people pray during the breaking of bread, there's no amen.
我们大人有没有同样的感觉
？Do you feel the same?
所以我就跟这几个孩子说
，So I told them,
我说别人祷告的时候，你阿爸阿门。
Do you say amen when others pray?
他说 sometimes, 有的时候。
He said, yeah, sometimes.
他说但是。很奇怪，因为没有别人说
because others don't respond.
所以下次我们还要管别人说不说
？But next time, do you still care what other people say?
这是你对神的敬拜，对不对
？This is your worship.
你的阿门又不是说给别人听的。
You do not say amen for others to hear.
你是对神说的。
But you say that to God.
阿门。
Say amen.
这话神的话真好
Because us so good
这个祷告就是我的祷告
And this prayer is my prayer
哦神啊阿们
God amen
阿爸们
Amen
出于我的自愿
Out of my own willingness
我要向神的话向神的自己我要有一个反应
I respond to God's words and God himself
最简单的一个字
So with the simplest word
就是阿们
Amen
朋友你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持与我们一起 来结出传福音的好果子。